Blog Talk Radio.
Production.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. I am Mansoor Bey, the host of Ask Mansoor Bey, where I encourage people to know risk and no reward, because when you manage well, you don't have to be a slave for money or an unfortunate circumstance. Well, we all either know or heard of someone who's died or become critically ill or disabled, and at that crucial moment in time, most loved ones would normally find out that the critically ill, disabled, or deceased person wasn't financially prepared in the best manner, and they are usually left wondering or questioning why that person did not plan well or manage their finances a little bit better. And this is a common theme for many Americans, and to tell you the truth, it's not their fault. Why do I say that? Because at least 97% of us have been miseducated about the proper money management, leaving many of us to repeat a cycle of being in debt and not being prepared when that crucial moment comes knocking on our door. Now, in addition, we have been conditioned to expect that this only happens to the lower income class individuals and families, which is furthest from the truth. It also hits the middle income class individuals and families too. And to believe it or not, it even hits high income individuals and families, because many of them have to deal with trying to cover millions in estate taxes, not, and then having to sell their family's business to do it. So being improperly prepared, having no or lack of insurance coverage, along with being cash strapped, doesn't have and income class bias. It affects each and every one of us that's been miseducated about the true financial principles, leaving many of us to repeat a cycle of scratching our heads, as well as thinking and feeling like we have been cursed in some form or fashion. And for me, too, I have personally been on that carousel and roller coaster on many occasions, but it wasn't until I got into insurance and that day of having a couple of high net worth individuals ask me if I wrote up a specific kind of life insurance policy. I immediately said no, then said I never heard of that type of insurance. And they said I needed to go research it. Now, to my amazement and a lot of due diligence, I discovered why the affluent keeps getting richer. And just being a millionaire doesn't automatically mean you manage money well. I will agree they certainly spend it well, but they are not exempt from making poor financial decisions. And this is partially why it was important for me to produce this kind of broadcast, educating people about creating income and wealth through insurance policies, then passing on an inheritance that could realistically last for several generations to come. Sort of like Henry Ford, Sam Walton, and Andrew Mellon has done for their family members. Now ask yourself, how would your life be today if your parents or your grandparents or a relative were able to leave you a six or seven figures in cash and assets? You probably could have paid your own college tuition instead of trying to beat out thousands of students for scholarships, taking out a loan, or doing a work study job. Maybe you could have put a larger down payment on your home or purchase a bigger home, pay cash for vehicles, take a dream vacation, do philanthropic endeavors, have seed money for your business, a friend's business, or an investment, and providing a better quality of life for your spouse, children, and grandchildren, and so much more you could be doing if you were a recipient of an inheritance. Well, we can certainly have that kind of impact on our lives now and our family tree with the properly structured asset protection portfolio, and we don't have to be extremely wealthy to get something like this started. Now, a little bit about me. I was raised in a single parent household. I served my country by being in the military, did some college. I had a successful run at doing things like network marketing, operating my own business, being an independent contractor and salesman for almost 25 plus years. And I contribute a lot of my success to several great mentors, no doubt, but I've also experienced a lot of failures too, like losing all my money I saved up on not one, but on several occasions. And I always heard people say, when you get money, you got to invest it. But why did most of the things I invested in flop or didn't produce a good return on investment? I worked very hard each time in getting above water, but each time I fell back in because I was lacking something, and that lack thereof made me persistent and determined in turning all my failures into my blessings. So close to 4 years now, I've been a licensed life, health, and annuities insurance agent. And through that time, I've heard countless horror stories from customers and clients, families, friends, associates, even the occasional breaking news that you catch on TV. With all these people being stuck between a rock and a hard place, after a while, my gut told me I had to do something more. So I worked on putting together a program to help individuals, families, and business owners build up an asset protection portfolio and their own banking system in order to become more prepared for apparent risk and rewards in today's world. So let's dig into what today's show will cover, which are six key: the what, the why, the who, the where, the when, and the how of building an asset protection portfolio and a self-banking system that's better known as an infinite banking concept, which is a proven insurance strategy that's been used for decades, even centuries, well before banks were even a thought. Now, insurance and money management can be a complicated subject to understand, but I will break that up into smaller pieces throughout the following broadcast to help you digest the subject matter more easily. I will be covering a range of topics like, what are the three financial ground rules, the different insurance policies that will be beneficial for your portfolio, how health and fitness can benefit you in passing medical exams in order to get the premium rates, how to take advantage of tax breaks and deductions, building up your personal and business credit, the best way in structuring a business, setting up a will and trust, and using a trust to get a line of credit, even income generating programs to increase your household earnings, because insurance is a long-term strategy and not a get-rich-quick scheme. You will also learn how to self-insure your own assets and valuables, as well as how to self-finance your own loans instead of putting yourself in debt from borrowing money, even how to leave your legacy and an inheritance for your loved ones. And this is all in hopes of making the big picture a lot more clear. So don't think that this is too difficult for you to understand. There's just several moving parts to insurance that you certainly need to know and making an informed decision about your financial future moving forward. And once you understand the big picture, you'll probably kick yourself and wonder, why isn't this subject matter taught in the mainstreams? But more importantly, you'll see that insurance policies may be all you ever need in life to protect and grow your assets. Or you'll see, certainly at the least, that it needs to be your main financial foundation if you plan on expanding your wealth in more areas like stocks, bonds, commodities, real estate, and other wealth-generating tools. Either way, you'll be able to build a solid, complete, and impressive asset protection portfolio. So to the first point, what is insurance? It's basically an invisible mechanism that will cover you, your family, and business in case of death, sickness, or property damage. But it could do a lot more, like pay a cash benefit, grow your savings with compound interest, and provide a tax-free income, as well as use it as a collateral asset, a transference of inheritance, and the ability of a banking through your own system. And the second point is why we should even consider having it. Because as the world constantly changes, it becomes riskier and more unpredictable. Things like unexpected diagnosis, natural disasters, stock market crashes, wars, riots, newly elected officials, mass shootings, collapsing bridges, company downsizing, misappropriation, cyber threats, dangerous outbreaks, and a whole lot more that can make us susceptible from low to highly extreme risk, which in today's world, disruption has become the norm. But the million-dollar question you need to ask yourself is, are you properly prepared? And just having a good job with a good pension, a big cash reserve, maybe a few rental properties, even some side jobs will not be enough, because all it takes is one catastrophic event to wipe you out. Whereas for years you were on top of the world, then one big incident happens and drains everything you worked so hard for at saving up. You never get that money back, and now you and your family's future will suffer because of it. Which brings me to the third point. Who is an asset protection portfolio and self-banking system good for? In my opinion, everyone. The importance of insurance coverage and managing your finances affects each and every one of us, which leads me to the two kinds of people in this world. First is the old, which we say is 40 and up. And the second is the young, which is 39 and under. With the older crowd, it obviously makes sense because they experienced a lot more of the ebbs and flows of life, where it's kicked them in the butt a lot more, and they have come to realize the importance of being covered for health, life, home, mortgage, retirement, and investments, even death. Now, on the flip side, we have the younger crowd who are bright-eyed and think they are invincible because they have no apparent health issues. They're more active. They have very little responsibility, and in some cases, still living at home with their parents until they're 25, 30, or sometimes their whole entire life. So preparing for the future is not important to them yet. But trust me, they will, but in many cases, when it's too late. And this is a fact that is not emphasized enough. You are an asset from day one when you started to develop in your mother's womb. And without your contribution to the world, no man-made systems will work. So you need to protect yourself first and foremost, and in the right way, because there are wrong ways to do it that will leave you frustrated, only leaving you to rub two nickels together. And that's because in most cases, the blind is leading the blind. Remember, you are the only one who is responsible for securing your future and making smart financial decisions, not the government, not your employer, not your rich uncle, or nobody else for that matter. Now, for my fourth point, where can you get insurance in an asset protection portfolio? You can either get insurance through an employer, which is normally not much, or you can get it through a licensed insurance agent registered in your state. Now, in rare cases, you can bypass going through an agent and deal directly with an insurance provider, that assigns you a case manager who may not have a license. Now, this is also very key to know. Insurance is a highly regulated industry, which requires all agents to pass a state and federal level background check to ensure that this individual hasn't been involved in any kind of misappropriation, money schemes, or money laundering. Also, the insurance providers and the brokerage firms that represent the insurance companies must also go through an extensive background check, because insurance is actually the financial foundation of our financial system, and it's the same across the world. Also, insurance is the only financial product that has a triple layer of protection, whereas in most things dealing with finance may only have one layer of protection. Plus, insurance, for the most part, has never failed to pay out on their death and cash value benefits. That's very comforting to know when it comes to putting your hard-earned money into a financial vehicle, unlike putting your money into speculative investments, which have no guarantees. Now, as for the asset protection portfolio, is not something that you can purchase. It's basically just a collection of important certificates or documents assuring the value and ownership of assets. What normally is included in the asset protection portfolio, things like a will, a trust, stocks, bonds, annuities, owned property, precious metals and jewels, art and collectibles, intellectual property, and other things carrying a high value. But in this case, I will mainly use life insurance and other types of policies to build up a portfolio, because it's the most versatile asset that never stops adding value, and it can allow you to leave your loved ones millions, which can help you close up the gap between the rich and the poor. Now, most people think that you should be a certain age, which brings me to my fifth point. When do you build an asset protection portfolio? I'm going to say now. The earlier the better. And I would start a cash value life insurance policy for every child and grandchild as soon as they are born, along with putting one on you and one on your spouse and business and any other assets you may have, because with these specialized insurance policies, you only have to pay a premium for 7 or 10 years at the least. But the policy starts compounding the first month you start it until you pass away. And you can start borrowing against it when you have enough equity. Plus, it keeps compounding even when you borrow. Then you can transfer this wealth mechanism to your loved ones. And if you taught them how to manage an asset protection portfolio, they can continue to build on top of your cash value and repeating the cycle for themselves and family for many generations. This will keep you and your loved ones from being prey to borrowing money with interest and committing the ultimate sin, which is borrowing money. This concept has made many individuals, families, and corporations multi-millions, even billions. And when you start to see how insurance is used in just about everything of importance, you're not going to look at the way you've been managing money in the same manner again. Because if all of the money providers like banks and financial companies are purchasing more insurance instead of stocks and real estate, then why aren't you doing the same? Here is how an asset protection portfolio can protect you and your family from financial loss when it comes to health, home, business, and more. And when it comes to dividend paying life insurance policies, you can compound your savings better than any savings and money market account, CDs, 401ks, Roths, and pensions could ever do. Why? Because you get a guaranteed return. It's 100% insured. It grows tax deferred to give you control on paying taxes on your gains. You have liquidity use and access to it without it being locked up for a long period of time. You're guaranteed to get a retirement income, and it's tax-free income. It's sustainable for life. It's judgment and creditor proof if somebody tries to sue you or collection agencies try to come after you. It will continue to make your monthly savings and investment amounts if you are disabled and not able to work. Oh, yeah, you can leave a tax-free legacy to your loved ones. Wouldn't you like to transfer an inheritance of a couple of hundred thousand or even a million or more to the people that you care about? And lastly, you will have the ability to bank off your money, which means you will have the ability to collateralize your assets and let that money grow for you, even if you take out a loan against it and finance what you need to purchase in-house instead of going through a banking or financial entity where they may give you a credit check first and you don't even come close to owning a piece of the profits. Now, you'll be able to turn your entire financial situation around for the better and prevent putting you and your loved ones in a sticky situation. And when that crucial moment comes your way, you'll be able to smile worry-free, knowing you have all your financial bases covered. And for my last point is, how do you get started? You can start by contacting me at mansourbay.com. That's MANSOURBEY.com. Or either through one of my social media sites like Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram under my moniker, Ask Mansour Bey. And that's ASKMANSOURBEY. Or by phone at area code 305, number 964-8858. And that's 305-964-8858 during normal business hours, Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll basically give you a free consultation assessment to determine the best plan of action for you, your family, and business, putting you on your way to building an asset protection portfolio, one or several policies at a time. Now, this goes without explanation. I know some people are inundated or swamped with trying to balance their life between a job, family, children, even school and other commitments. So I have an opportunity for you to plug into what's called the 140 Club that help you build a six-figure income in 1 to 3 years, allowing you to cash checks on three income streams along the way that pays out daily, monthly, and even bonuses. That way, in the beginning, you can focus on what you do best while your income is organically growing and your insurance benefits are growing at the same time. Now, with that said, I'm out of time. I want to thank everyone that is listening to this broadcast, and I hope that I helped you to look at insurance in a different light, more than just some death benefit or claim check when you file a claim or something that would pay a portion of your medical expense. So if you're willing to learn more and break old habits, then I hope you start joining me weekly on Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, be sure to post a comment about today's broadcast in the episode's comment section. Also, the podcast will be available for replay shortly to use at your discretion. And again, thank you and God bless.